You are listening to the Heartbeat of Kitsap, powered by the Silverdale Chamber of Commerce. Perfect. Welcome to the Kitsap Business Forum. We are back and forth, live, not live. So thanks for sticking with us and showing up regardless of where we're at. We're excited to have you all here. We are powered by the Silverdale Chamber of Commerce. We are here to engage business leaders and stimulate thinking so that collectively we grow a healthy Kitsap economy. And we do that through all of our fabulous programs, Kitsap Business Forum, Uplift Kitsap. We are online the second Tuesday. Second Tuesday at 7 a.m. or sorry, 8 a.m. Geez, I got up earlier than I normally do. And we are also here the third Tuesday for Uplift Kitsap at 3 p.m. I'm much more on my game at 3 p.m. as you heard me talking about earlier. I'm trying to get through here. Business as a Force for Good is our next Kitsap Business Forum on December 14th. We'll have Stacy Dior and Josh Hinman, and we have an amazing panel on what homelessness is doing in Kitsap County and how business can get involved in helping to solve the problem. So we're very excited about that. Next week, we have Tori Felke, who's going to be talking about how you can make your passion your business and what that's going to look like in the next 5 years. And the things that you're going to need to do. And the best part is it's all free. So we're excited about that. Thank you to our sponsors, our partners, our supporters, Kitsap Bank, Port Madison Enterprises, ServPro of Kitsap County, Express Employment Professionals, the Silverdale Chamber of Commerce, Imprezi Marketing, Welcome Home Group, B&B Auto Repair, and Audibly Addicted. So today we have Google My Business with Drake Austin. He is a Google specialist. He is the owner of Drake Austin Consulting, where he helps Kitsap businesses and local startups maximize the value of their Google Workspace subscriptions. So Drake, take it away.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much, Crystal. I'm Drake Austin with Drake Austin Consulting. And the greatest thing about Google My Business, though, is you don't need a subscription to appreciate it and to really get the maximized potential out of it. So that's the awesome thing. I'm going to go over just a little brief introduction, and then we're just going to dive in, and I'm going to do a live display of just everything with Google My Business. First off, Google My Business is an awesome free service from Google that is currently in the process of being rebranded. So as opposed to you guys being behind a curve and learning what Google My Business is, you're now ahead of the curve and learning what a Google Business Profile is. So giving ourselves a little round of applause there, because yay, now we're learning something completely new. Last Friday, Google announced that Google My Business is being rebranded as Google Business Profiles. So everything that you see when it comes to language, if it says Google My Business, it'll be updated within the next year. And there'll be some new features and some new things, so we're going to talk about that. So Google My Business is super awesome because what it does is it allows you the control over what people see when they search for your business's name in Google Search or Google Maps. That's what Google My Business does, or Google Business Profiles. They give you the control over what clients and potential clients can see when they search for you on Google. It's that simple. So, I say it's that simple, but yeah, I realize to some people it's probably not that simple. But that's why it's super vitally important. The Pixel 6 just launched this month, and they ordered 7 million of those phones this year. And that's 7 million potential phones going out to people. Google is also the number one search engine when it comes to Apple devices as well. Apple uses Google for Google Search on all of their devices. So natively, the mobile market is dominated by Google Search. That's why it's essential for when it comes to local SEO and getting your business recognized and really seen locally. It's very important for you to claim your Google My Business if you already haven't, and then to maintain and update it constantly. Because on top of you actually putting out your information and saying, hey, yeah, no, I own this business. I'm open from then to then. This is my web address. Instead of just doing that, they also have a lot of people on Google, like Google Guides. They can actually update your business listings. if they have enough clout as it is in points, they're an internal Google point system that they get for being community members, they can actually say, oh yeah, here's their new menu that they just posted. As opposed to, like, if you don't update it enough, people will update it for you. So if you actually haven't updated your profile in a couple of years, or if you've never updated your profile, there could be inaccurate information out there attached to your business because people attach it to it. So it's very important that after they haven't claimed your Google My Business profile, to go out and claim it. There is a small process that usually you have to get a mailer in the mail that comes with a nice little code. And you wait for a couple of days, you get it in your mailbox, you go to the web address, and then you type in the code, and it validates you as the business owner. It's very simple. It doesn't take very long at all. And with that, we're just going to dive right into what it looks like when you sign in to a Google My Business. Make sure my share tab audio box is unchecked in my fun Zoom share tab here, so I don't cut my audio out. So this is a regular looking portal for what you typically see when you log into Google My Business. This is my personal Google My Business. And it's very a basic, pretty little web page in your basic Google white and grays. With this, it gives you the integration to not just Google Search and Google Maps, but also Google Ads. So if you are a business that does use Google Ads, they always have free credit advertisements for you to claim. And they always have a nice little dashboard here for you to track your advertising. And if you are doing any pay-per-click ads or any kind of campaigns, which is a much more advanced thing. But if you do that, you are amazing. And that's a great way for you to see where it comes from. But first things first, you want to see the basic info of your business. It's very important. This is vital information for people to see what you do and what your business is called. So you can actually, you know, update the title of your business, what you do in general, your address. And your service areas are super amazing because of the fact that if you're a business like me, that you don't have to work with people face-to-face, I can serve all of Kitsap, I can serve all of Bremerton, I can change this to be all of the state of Washington or all the continental United States of America if I wanted to. And that way, it gives me better abilities for people to search for me and track for me. So if they search for my business name, even if they're in Florida, New York, Texas, they would see me because I offer services to that area. Then, of course, we have a nice little hours window. Google does send you obligatory fun little emails, and they're like, hey, are you open on a holiday? And it's actually a nice little update for them to remind you and ask you as a business owner, hey, like, you know, they want to know on Google Search, like, people Google you and they say, what are your business hours this week if you have a physical business? It's very important that you keep your holiday hours updated because, of course, you know, during the holidays, that's our high traffic area, and we don't want to make any mistakes there. Call history is on here with my phone number is a cool thing that we're going to talk about in the insights tab. When people search for you with their phones, they get that fun little call button so that they can just call your business immediately. They track that information and to see how long the phone call came from, where it came from, how long they were on your website. Did they go to your website? Did they look at your Google My Business? They track all sorts of interesting insights to tell you, hey, this is how they found you. And that gives you a better idea of where to focus your information when it comes to your local search engine optimization. Then, of course, you have your web address. And the cool, awesome new feature is an appointment links web address where you can actually just put your Calendly or whatever platform you like to use. You can just post that information there. And people, when they search for you, can just click on it and set up instant booking right there through Google My Business profile, as opposed to having to go to your website and take a couple extra steps out of their day. Products and services. These list the things that your business offers the general public. Then we have attributes, which are different tags that give you different service abilities that make it so that you can show that you're a part of communities, or that you have different tag notifications that allow it so that you're like, oh yes, you have wheelchair access entrances and restrooms and such. It's a pretty nice and great feature, especially for those that are used to it. When they're looking around in Google Search and people that are very experienced with Google Search to say, oh, does this place have Wi-Fi? Do they have, you know, oh, can I just stop over here for a minute? Is this a safe space? What amenities and crowds hang out there? It's getting very advanced and pretty amazing to what the things they offer. And it's just fantastic to see that it has grown consistently over the last couple of years. Now, a very fun thing to mention, though, is how I say consultant here. It actually alters and changes a lot of the things that I can fill out in my services and in my attributes. So what that means is that, you know, if you're a car dealership or if you're an accountant or if you're any of those businesses that just do bookings, then you'll have a booking tab available to you and you'll be able to do online bookings. If you're an eatery or if you do some sort of food, then you'll have a menu option that will allow you to actually have a collapsible menu that people can go through. You can list all your prices out there very nicely. So you don't have to worry about putting all that information either on your website or doubling it down and getting another third-person option like Grubhub or one of those. You can actually just start natively putting that into your business, and it goes in and it does a very efficient job at filling in all of the data and information for you. Insights, again, are pretty amazing. They're moving, as they tell you. A lot of things are moving. But it does. It tells you how often you get searched in a small period of time. You know, I was searched in Bright Branded. It means they were searching for me in particular. Direct searches is they actually searched for my name. And then discovery is they discovered my business just by looking for consultants or maybe a keyword like Google. So it's very interesting to see, again, where your leads come from. And this gives you a great heads up on where you should be focusing when it comes to your local marketing and some of your local abilities to do that. But no, this is also where you can deal with your reviews. Of course, you know, we all want 5-star positive reviews, but this is actually where you can respond to them. And if there are reviews that are borderline an abuse, you can actually report them and claim those to Google and be like, hey, this review is not accurate and doesn't really reflect my business. And you can actually get some if there are old or negative reviews taken off after a period of time. So if you do have any of those, you can fix it. So it's not an issue, even if you have been trolled or any of the fun colloquial language. It's always great because Google does look out for you as a business owner. An important thing to mention about reviews, though, is positive reviews do dedicatedly affect your rank and how you do show up in Google search. So if you have higher, if you have more ratings and you have high ratings, you will show up on top more often than showing up as second or third in a search result on Google search. So those reviews are actually very important. But an awesome part is if you go to your home screen, you can have a share review form button here. And that is literally a nice little link that you can just copy and paste and you send to your clients and they be like, oh yeah, no, they're amazing. I love them so much. And that's of course exactly what we want. Below the reviews, we have calls. I don't get called very often, which is fine because, you know, my generation, we're kind of meh about the phone at certain points. But if you do respond and have the phone as a big use for you, it's amazing to have the call searching ability. You can also see where they called from, how long the last, they even transcribe the call now and keep that for you as well. So that it's really nice for you to just be like, hey, where did this lead come from? What all happened? I don't remember what they said exactly. It's all right there as a nice new feature. That's a very new feature. Messaging is also super great in the sense that it allows you to turn on text messaging with mobile and web clients. There's me doing a test earlier. There's actually a new system they just launched this last week as well, to where you can set up bookings and availability through this messaging system as well. Messaging, fun fact, if you like search for your business on Google and like you're on the computer, it won't show up. Messaging is only a service that shows up when you're doing your mobile searching. So it's a feature that phones use. So, you know, if you do have that activated, it's because, you know, people are expecting that people want to text to you because that's just the basic feature. And so if you don't see it when you're trying to search for yourself on your computer, that is why. Do not be worried. It's because it's just a mobile-only feature when it comes to Google Search Mobile. Then we have photos. Photos are super important as multimedia because you can do all sorts of multimedia about your business. You can do videos. You can do interior shots. And then on top of that, you can even go to some professional photography businesses. And if they have 3D camera options, they can actually do a 3D camera walkthrough of your business. And that tracks very well for better SEO. People love that as far as it goes for interactions and to actually like physically see what's going on in businesses if they don't have to. And it's just nice to see like interior shots, exterior shots of your physical business, or if, you know, customers love your products or if they love what's happening, they can submit photos too in reviews and all of them go there in the buy customer tab. I know, that was so much. And that's just the basic information of like all the stuff that we need to run our business effectively to communicate with everyone. So after that, we are going to go into products and services, which is a very large beast. I, as a consultant, don't really have products in the sense that I don't sell t-shirts, I don't sell one-off things. So I have services, which is where I'm going to show everybody. And so, you know, like if you want Google Workspace optimization, said I don't really have, I have a sliding scale pricing, so I don't really want to display my prices, but I can if I want to. It's super easy to just be like, yeah, no, that's a service that I offer. I hit save, saves rather quickly, and then I can continue down the line. Now, again, some of these emptier ones are services that were added to me automatically by Google or added via Google Local Guides. Now, I can take them off, but I opted not to because they actually are services that I have listed on my website. So it's not offensive and it's not really bothering me. So I'm like, oh, well, that was either useful or kind of someone. So, but if I wanted to, I could just hit delete there and it would go away forever. So if you do have anyone that pops up and says, hey, your services or your products have been updated via this, do you want to change them? You can just easily go in there, hit delete, and it's not an issue. Products, if you did have a product, are very much the same way. You can actually just get started and click a new product. They always want you to have an image of your product for sure. You can create different categories, different programs, and descriptions, and even fun little buttons to help you choose, hey, you know, what's more about my product. The website button, I don't recommend this. I'm going to stay and leave that there very highly. It is, it's kind of a useless button because all of us as major businesses have websites. We have, you know, websites that have been built by people that we trust to build websites. If you as a business owner can only afford a website you built yourself, that's amazing. Save up and get a better website. Like websites are professional things that need to be built by professionals, and built by automatic AIs like this, they're not fun. They don't really represent your business very well, and they can really just kind of clutter up and gum up your works. I appreciate what they were trying to do with this, but see, like they're trying to like, oh, I'll make a website for you out of all the things that you put into Google My Business. That's just very, there are some things AI are supposed to do. That is not one of them. That's my professional Google master opinion. Do not use that. Users is super awesome in the sense that if you do not want to manage your Google My Business profile and you want to give that to your social media manager, or if you want to give it to someone like me, you can immediately just say, add user. I'm going to add this person and I do not have to deal with this again. Again, at the bottom, then we have our ad space and the things that we can do with ads, but we're not going to do that. We're going to go back up here to home. And then we're going to talk actually about the second most important thing about Google My Business, and that is posting. Now, I know it's kind of extreme in the sense that you already have Facebook, you have LinkedIn, you have Instagram, and then all the other social medias that you and your business use. But Google My Business posts are actually very important because when you post via Google My Business, it goes not only to the Google search and people can see it when they search you, but it goes to Google Maps. There's a fun new tab in Google Maps called Local. And literally, if you just open Google Maps on your phone right now and just swipe up from the bottom of the home screen, it brings a community tab up that is literally all about your city and the businesses that are around you right now. And it hand selects the businesses that you would like because Google knows your preferences. So as we advertise as business owners, our businesses become more visible to people because of our interest in our tags. So posts are super important. They say optimally you should post at least once a week, even if it's just an update or something saying, hey, we have a sale running on. But they have all sorts of amazing post programs. They have a welcome offer post that I highly recommend setting up because that always flashes up to people who visit your store and be like, hey, thanks for visiting. Here's a coupon for so-and-so off or a special offer. And those are very important in the sense that those get seen not just by people like looking for your business, but by people who may be visiting town. Or by people who are, you know, up here just looking around in Google Maps for things to do. Yeah, I know, Crystal. It's a new feature in Google Maps they haven't talked about very much, but it's super useful if you just want to get an idea of what's around you when it comes to like what businesses are around or what can like, you know, hey, is there like a new business here? I didn't even know this happened. And so that's one of the very main important things about posting. Got my plan and sites up here. I was looking at chat, not looking at the window for a second. But posts are super amazing. They're just like a social media post that you have every other day. We can go here to this little blue image. And of course, they have COVID updates because we need a world of COVID updates. You have special offers. You have a what's new announcement. You have an event announcement. And you have a product announcement post. Again, they always want you to use photographs. Photographs are vitally important to help you get viewed and to help people gain interest for you. And then concise naming and categorization of what you want. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to go into this too much because there's a lot to go into, but I do have a handy dandy little PDF ebook that I will be posting at the end of this that really digs into what you should and shouldn't do when it comes to posting, as well as other relevant information and links for you guys to get some support, as well as if you need any help with any of your Google My Business postings. Whew. So that was me doing the hat and pony and dog and cat show of just showing you guys what's going on and how to see stuff. And now I would like to also share my screen and take Q&A and just see what you guys would like to know specifically, or if there are specific questions or things about it in that stance. Because again, I didn't want to just sit up here with a deck and preach to you guys, because that doesn't really do any good. I want to show you guys live experiences, and I want to help you with if any of the problems that you guys have. So I'm definitely going to open the floor with Crystal's help to get everyone and see, like, you know, what do you guys, like, is there anything else that I would like you like me to go over in detail? Or is there anything about Google My Business, Google Business Profiles that you would like me to explain or send questions?
Can you talk a little bit about tagging?
Tagging?
Yeah. Like when you post things, and you upload pictures, is it better to just have the, I've got somewhere I've got the picture saved, but I've also got somewhere I've got my picture saved, but it has embedded in it different tagging names because somebody had told me that that helps for better SEO. Is that still true? Because I know there's always things changing in this world as well.
When it comes to like attaching metadata text and tagging photographs and that nature, that actually has more effect when it comes to larger profiles like Instagram or Facebook and those profiles. When it comes to Google Maps and Google itself for Google My Business post, you don't have to go through that extra step when you're just posting your photos and your basic posts. So it doesn't really affect you too largely on the Google My Business side of things. But it definitely does make an interest and a detail when you are posting on other social platforms. So if you're doing it in a big batch, definitely just keep on doing it and post anyway. It's not going to hurt. And in fact, that metadata can be really useful for the differently abled and for accessibility, because sometimes your descriptionary notes for that actually really do help people are using screen readers. So that's actually a great step too, that because people use that technology. If they're using Google Maps or Google Search, they would be able to see your post. And I think that might click a little well off with them as well, too, to be like, oh, this person's considerate enough to think of me and to have this already in their post and information as well. So it's not vital, but it definitely would not hurt you. Great question, Debbie.
I had a question, Drake, as you were going through. Mine doesn't show like calls and messages. What do you have to do to add those features in?
Well, again, you have to activate them in the profile properly. There is a section to like track the live calls. There should be a switch here in calls, or maybe because I've already turned it on, it's not there any longer, but there should be a call settings. Turn on call history. There should be a way to activate.
I don't even have a button for calls.
Well, that's interesting. They shouldn't limit you because what kind of folks you are. That is weird. And that's just you as Express Bros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I jumped in settings, but I didn't see anything in settings either.
Again, it's a qualm and it does happen. It doesn't show up very often for my memory lights in the way, but it shows up for me when I mobile search you. I see a call and a messaging feature. So sometimes you also will not see it because you're the manager. And that upsets me a little bit because you need to see what your customers see at times. So a great tip, I highly recommend that open an incognito tab or even a different user tab. And like you search for yourself consistently. Like I search myself at least, I'd say once a month, just to make sure that everything's populating the way that it should. And oh, good thing I'm actually going to show this now as well. So one of the big options there that they are they're doing with this update is they are getting rid of the dedicated Google My Business app and the dedicated Google My Business portal. So now what Google would like you to do when you use Google Chrome or a browser and you are logged in to your Google account, like I am right here, it's now going to allow you to control your My Business profile through Google Search directly. So you actually don't have to go to business.google.com anymore. You don't have to open a special app. You don't have to go to any of that. You now can literally just open a new Google Search tab. You can search for your business, and then it gives you the opportunity here to edit your profile, promote some of your ads or posts, see what customers are talking about. And then, of course, you can do any of your reviews, claim some ad credits, add photographs the way that you should and want to. And this is also where you would be claiming your business. If you have not done that before, all you need to do is Google your business. And then there should be a little section here saying, is this your business? Claim it here. And it'll go through an automated process for you to claim your business, which again, they'll send you a nice little mailer. And it's very, very fast and simple. But, and also a segue to that, because yes, that's going to be their newest fun feature. And so we can set up our post and everything right here via Google Search. Don't even have to go anywhere else, which is kind of nice because who wants to click around a whole bunch of places?
If you don't spend the money to purchase their ads, and do people who constantly purchase their ads get preferential treatment in SEO?
You'll of course get like when you do a regular Google search and you see like the very first immediate first search result, that's a paid ad. That's a paid Google ad placement link. So that's what it means when people who do the Google Ads pacing and do the Google Ads CCU purchasing and all the major Google Ads purchases for campaigns, that is what it reflects upon. When it comes to local searches that use Google My Business information, they do categorize that differently. They do categorize it and they stack it ranking-wise on how active you are. They use how complete your business profile is, how many photos you have, how often you post. They work on your reviews. When it comes to the local interactions, they actually do compare some of those demographics because they want to make sure that you are an active business that will take care of somebody who is searching for something. So while you don't have to pay for the ads, that's not a necessity at all. It is very important that you do use it and that it becomes a part of your normal social media toolbox. Because if you don't, then it's just seen as kind of like a dormant profile. It's seen to the point where it's just like, oh, this person hasn't posted at all or ever. So like, are they even there? Are they aware of like the digital presence? So they definitely do categorize and they make sure that you are seen in accordance with how often you post and how often you really coordinate and communicate with people when it comes to them and like reaching out to you via Maps or search. Ken, Debbie, you're on a roll. All these awesome questions. Anyone else? Definitely. Go ahead.
Hi. I had a question about reviews. What recommendations do you have on responding to them? Times to respond to them, too quick, too slow, basically everything about reviews you possibly could tell me.
Well, Google recommends via all of their authorized respond to reviews immediately and to just be like, hey, thanks so much for responding, reviewing and leaving a review and to show that you are maximum engaged and to show that you get back to people quickly because they actually do have that information shown. Like when you go to the message tab or when you go to the call tab, they have like usually a response in. We see that on Facebook too now and then with the bots and the auto response time. So that does calculate into that. So like if you see some chatbots or features being like, oh yeah, you'll respond in this amount of time. Like how do I know this? It's because like businesses that respond really fast to those reviews or respond really quickly to messaging, they, you know, tick that box and they get that done. So usually when you respond to reviews, it's like as soon as possible, even if it's just a small thank you at first, and then you come back to it when you're at your desk or and you can leave a larger thank you. But, you know, they definitely highly recommend that you engage with every review that's left for you because they have the ability and it really just is a nice personal touch. But then on top of that, too, unfortunately, bad reviews can just be a thing. And but you do have a small process that you can try to appeal them. If they're straight out abusive, they will take them off because abusive reviews are just not a place for business. And they understand that. But they do have a review process that can be seen as a little tedious, but that's pretty much everyone's review process. No matter what social profile you go on, if you have any reviews that are posted, it can be a little bit of a slog to take them off. But they do have a process to help you if you have like super negative reviews or older reviews. And then now and then too, they have been kind of known to every 2 or 3 years, just delete all the reviews and say, hey, everyone gets a fresh start.
What?
So not lying. They've actually done that before. Yeah. But that was like several years ago, like right when Google My Business launched and they were coming off of an old program. But nonetheless, let's hope that never happens again. But but it's great to get all your responses there. And like I said, it's super important to have that that link in your profile, which again is just on your home screen and it's in the Get More Reviews little box. Save that link, like just put that like, you know, in your email, like in a notepad or somewhere really vitally important and make that part of your sunset or your client, you know, your client goodbye process so that whenever like they're leaving, you're like, oh, well, review us on Google to see how, you know, how well we did, because like, it really is one of the reviews that matters most. And, because of the visualization, because of how much it helps you get seen for local SEO and having them, and how they accumulate and stack you point-wise to be searched, it's definitely a very important one. Like, you know, if people are leaving you reviews anywhere, it should be on your Google business.
Awesome. Thank you. Drake, I have a quick question. No problem.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jolly Santa here, Jolly Santa Photography. On my website, which is Squarespace, I utilize my blog quite a bit. And my blog has a tag area and the other thing I can't think of. Anyway, I'll make a post. All of my images are embedded with metadata, first of all, keywords. Okay. I'll make the post on my blog and then I'll take that post and I normally go ahead and put it in Jolly Santa Photography on Facebook, on my business Facebook page. As a promotion kind of thing. Can I, and I was told that if I do that quite regularly, at least twice a month, let's say, and utilizing your Instagram or Facebook, that it'll help me in my SEO and people finding me when they do a Google search. Now I'm hearing from you, I should also be taking that information that I create on my website, my blog, and post it on the Google post.
Yeah, there's a post option called What's New, and I highly recommend whenever you have a new blog article, just be like, hey, a new blog article, and then you just put the link there and a small description, and then if you use a social media managing program, 9 times out of 10, most of them have Google My Business, so you can actually connect your Google My Business account with your social media manager, and then have them post automatically, just as you could with Facebook, Instagram, or any other social platform. The resolution and the photos are very similar to Instagram size photos. You don't really have to resize them very much at all. And, but if you're using Canva or any kind of image builder as well, they also have the resolution for Google Business postings. So, it's all right there. And it's super just concise in the sense that, yeah, like talk about your blogs, your new sales, anything else that really comes up. Because again, you know, someone who's in Google Maps, they don't know that that's there, or if they're not following you yet. I said that word again, because now people in Google Maps can follow you. People in Google Maps can, if they like your business, they can follow you in Google Maps. And every time you post, they'll get a notification on their phone saying, hey, Jolly Photographer just posted a new update on their Google profile. Do you want to read it? And then of course they do. So yeah, no, you kind of just fold it in. Like I said, it's not a profile that you send to people. Like, you know, we don't send people to a Google My Business in the sense of like we do our LinkedIn or our Facebook. It's a profile that they just find naturally. They literally Google it, and this is the information that we as business owners get to control about it. So yeah, the more information that you pump into it, the more information that people get out of it.
So do you know, if Google My Business and Squarespace, for example, or Wix has a reciprocal relationship that in the administration area of Squarespace, for example, that there's a button that I would click to make sure that I am linked in with Google My Business?
Not like Wix and Squarespace. They have, like, when it comes to using them as platforms and such, Google has promotional offers for you to use them for websites and things, but they don't really have super integrations to that abilities yet. But what they do have is, like I said, social media managing programs that are dedicated apps like Hootsuite, or I use SocialBee. Like there's all sorts of social media managing programs that you can use that really do. They have the ability to connect social media managers and then make a variety of different posts. And that's where you would connect your Google My Business into it. No, I don't know of any native integrations between actual web clients in that example.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Drake, I've got a question.
Fire away.
I work with Smart Energy today, and I did a Google My Business for a franchise model so that I was doing my own franchise under Smart Energy today. And I tried to set up my home address as that franchise business, Go Solar Now. And I went around in circles. I got the mailer. I put in the code. It said somebody else had claimed this. I would submit for another one. They had this appeal process. I went through that. And finally, I gave up. Do you know any way to break out of that? Was I the only one? I see you nodding, so I'm guessing not.
There's a couple of already flags that I can see come from that, from experience. I'm in the same boat in the sense that I have a home address that I can use for my business because my LLC and everything. But as the way that it should be, like, you know, I actually had to, I'm a member of Spark Commons, which I highly recommend in the sense that I use them as my mailing address in case you don't want to buy a PO box. Google My Business and Google Business Profiles do not like you in any capacity to use your home address for your business, even if it is a franchise, and even if you do hide it. They hate that. They will flag you. They will review you. They will push you around. They will not let it happen. If you're in a residential area and you're like, you know, if it's an online Etsy shop or something like that, they're not too care. Like, but if it's, you know, if it's an actual business and you're trying to use a residential address, they will flag that consistently. So that's probably your biggest problem. And then secondly is a franchise. Usually franchises have a larger social media campaign manager, like at a corporate level, and they can open a satellite for you and then assign it to you via the user tab. And then once that happens, you can accept that as your management position, and then you can take over and start posting that as a local franchise. Reach out to corporate and say, hey, do you guys have a Google My Business specialist that can help me out with getting my listing set up? And that could probably be the best way to go through it too, is because a lot of franchise opportunities have that.
All right. Thank you.
I ran into the same problem, Matthew. That's when I was asking those questions. So I texted over to corporate to my friend in marketing, and she's like, I own your account, girl. Nice try.
Oh, geez.
But there is a process I can go through with corporate that I can make posts and add buttons, and they just want to make sure that we're monitoring it and that we're active before they let us have control.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, it makes sense.
The ramifications for your Google profile are very, very deep. Like I said, these leave digital footprints. It's very important that you're active and that you're engaging, because, you know, like I said, large corporate franchises understand that, you know, it is a very large communal outreach program. Like I said, it's not just a large faceless social media program like Facebook or LinkedIn. This is a friendly local face to you and your community. So yeah, you got this, Matthew. I said, call corporate and they can probably help you out, I'm sure. And if not, get with me later and we can see if maybe I can help you out with something.
I will. Thanks, Drake.
Yeah. Hi, Drake. I'm looking at our page as well, and I've claimed it, but I have not ever done much with this. So this is really great information. Thank you. I only see products. I don't see services. Is there a way to add a services tab?
That depends on what type and category of your business is. Like I was talking about in the info tab, when you, like that very first or second tab where it says like consultant, like underneath your title name or like what category of your business, that category has huge ramifications on the things that you actually get offered to you within the platform itself.
Okay, so, that's where it would be. Thank you. That's very helpful because I think so I can look into the info and see how we change it because I think right now we're just as a nonprofit organization and so it's not triggering any services. So
yeah, see maybe if you can add additional category, like another category, or maybe there's a new updated category that's better than just a nonprofit for you as well. Yeah, sometimes you have to fiddle around with some of them to find the right one that fits you. I know it sounds kind of weird, but they've done a lot of updating to that. But you know, they hotels or co-working spaces and car dealerships. Those are actually like the three largest Google My Business things right now, and they've really had a very large change on that attribute system. And so it's been overhauled really heavily this last year. So yeah, maybe it's like you said, just add a different category or just poke around at it and see like, okay, maybe we're this, maybe we're that. Awesome. And then, yeah, some of those,
like I said, you know,
yeah, no worries. We don't, not all of us need a full menu option, like a restaurant or anything. So that's their way of just whittling down what features you have. Anyone else? Oh, Katie's got it. What's going on, Katie?
Hey, so I'm just curious. We have 7 sites, so I have 7 businesses that I'm running. I know, yeah. Oof. I should have waited till you finished your tea. I wanted to know, and I was kind of waiting because I wasn't sure if anyone else would have the question or not, but I wanted to know if I could post to all 7 sites at once or if I have to individually go through. Because I found on all other social media, I'm able to post on all the sites. But with Google, it's kind of a stumping area.
Well, I mean, again, if you have a social media managing program, then it depends on how many social accounts you can have connected to it at once. But yeah, you should be able through them to connect all 8 of them at once. And you just clump them together as one like GMB category.
Okay.
And then just say, yeah, post all these to my Google My Business. And it should work.
Right. Because right now I'm, well, the app. But I'm the Who's It app. So I'm trying to figure it out.
Exclusive news for you, though, for people like you, yourself, or myself who do manage multiple platforms, the app and the portal aren't going to go away for us.
Okay.
For people like you that manage multiple Google My Businesses, you'll still be able to go to business.google.com and you'll still be able to manage multiple storefronts.
Okay.
Because they need to have that kind of control for people that have multiple businesses.
Yeah.
So
I was a little nervous when you said it was going away earlier. I'm like, oh no.
I know. I personally love the app, so I'm glad they're keeping it for us. But I'm kind of sad that other people do not get to experience its greatness.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I would definitely look into a social media manager that has a large number of accounts that you can connect.
Thank you.
No worries. Hi, Jan. How are we doing?
Oh, good. So. I'm interested in learning about what these changes are going to be with the new profile feature.
Well, the largest one is going to be the name. They're changing it from Google My Business to Google Business Profiles, which is a fun little. And so it's going to be called Google Business Profiles now. And like I said, they're publicly, they will in 2022, they're going to stop support for the app for single business users and single business owners. So there won't be an app if you just have one business and if you don't manage multiple businesses, which won't really affect very many of you. And then the largest update is being able to update your business via just Google search. And I don't know if you saw that earlier, like I showed that you can just by searching for your name or your business's name, you can update any of your profile information. You can make a post or any of that. That's the biggest update in the sense that they're, you know, taking away the support of the business portal and the business app, and they're going to start shifting to you making those updates via Google search and not having to go anywhere else. So that's the largest real update. But it's just kind of like, hey, let's learn about Google My Business that no longer exists anymore because we're renaming it something new. And it's one of the things Google's really good for, renaming apps. And so, yeah, now it's the biggest thing is just Google business profiles, because it's, I guess, you know, it makes a little more sense because we're having a meeting here so many years after the launch of Google My Business. And, you know, people still didn't really realize or understand what is this and why should I be using it?
Well,
I think they understood the error of their ways.
Yeah. And do you go to Google Maps to do it, or do you do to go Google search? And it's just like
Google search. They there is talk that there will be some support and ability and management via Google Maps as well, but that hasn't been released yet. So I wouldn't focus on it too much, but the main support will be done through Google search.
Did they say when in 2022?
Like very, very soon. I'm actually going to, I'm posting a link in the chat right now for everyone. This is a fun little PDF that I made that you guys can feel free to save. And on the one of the very first pages, I have a hyperlink that goes to the most recent blog article that talks about all the changes that they're going to be going through. But it's not anything very severe yet, but it's definitely coming down the road. So that's the important part for us to just be aware that, you know, once you're like, if you're going to start looking for Google My Business and it goes away, you're like, well, what happened to Google My Business? It's called Google Business Profiles now. That's really the major change. And the patch notes will start coming out more clearly throughout the next year, but it's mainly just them saying, hey, we're doing this. We're giving you guys a heads up, a little more of an advance notice. Yeah.
So you were allowed to do 30-second video. Just, and do you have any comments about doing video?
That's a personal preference. Like, I personally don't do a lot of videos yet in my business. I have video platforms and video tools, but I just don't use them effectively. But I do know the marketing company that I do work for, video is the future, and video is very important when it comes to the social media that people are going to be looking at in the next couple of years. You know, I don't use TikTok, but I know TikTok is a huge platform, but TikTok videos are under 30 seconds or a minute. So if you already have videos that you're making and manufacturing for your social platforms, then definitely upload them and share them on your Google My Business profile, because again, you're only going to get a return from it. You're always going to get like what you put into Google My Business, you're going to get out of it. So again, if you want to make videos and you want to do the videos, definitely go ahead and post them. Okay. But you know, if you're not already, it doesn't have to become a priority for yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Any other questions else? For Drake? No Google question, too small or too large.
I mean, honestly, like,
this is Keith. Yeah, this is Keith. So, of course, I'm going through this while we're talking because, you know, it's interesting. So how do you change when you've made a mistake? Obviously, the questions are getting like when they don't have calls or when you don't have services. And I'm looking at the info, and the primary service. How do you change that? Oh, I see. It just hasn't updated. Primary category. Got it. I found it.
Yes. And that's also a great segue, Keith. Some of the things, if you do make changes and if you do updates, they will take a hot minute to populate. Sometimes if your business has not been used or if your profile hasn't been activated in a long period of time, it will take them up to words a day or two to approve the changes to your profile. So that's also a very important thing and a really important reason why you should be really active. Active profiles get approved faster. Non-active profiles, you know, they actually have someone go out there and validate some of these changes. Like, they'll go to your website and see, okay, they actually do offer this, or, you know, people can approve or disprove it. So it is kind of a great segue to that, Keith, too, that you should definitely be aware of that, because it's one of the good things too. You're like, well, I updated the information. Why isn't it fixed? And that's because you actually are waiting for a Google business specialist to the Google employee to sit there and to say, yes, this is in fact true. So don't get upset or worried if you're seeing, if you have a little pending wheel there, but if it lasts for more than 2 or 3 days, I would definitely open a support ticket. It's just general knowledge too for everyone. Yeah, no question too small. I got this. Got a couple minutes left.
Mine all got taken away when I realized the franchise had control. I'm like, wait, how do I do this? How do I do that? The franchise is like, you don't.
But it's great that they have the ability for franchises and for like the major corporate managers to actually, you know, to manage and then to delegate and then give that to the owner of the franchise as well. It is awesome that they provide that with the platform because, you know, some social media platforms still haven't really gotten that curve or really understand why it's important yet. So it's pretty nice.
I definitely need more reviews as I was looking through this. Like, I don't have that many on there. It's not something I ask for very often directly. I know you said like after a customer works with you, send that out. Do you have great campaigns or ideas on how to get more reviews on your Google profile?
Definitely, like, you know, having access to your profile account and then getting the link to send to people specifically that sends them to a form that says, hey, tell Google how awesome I am. That alone, having that link is a big asset because, again, you know, I keep mine in my Google Keep tab in my Gmail so that whenever I need to send it to somebody, I literally just click over in my Gmail and have that link right there and be like, hey, yeah, no, definitely just leave me, you know, leave it here. And so that's one of my biggest things is have it easily accessible, like have it on a notepad, like, or something that you can copy and paste in a moment's notice. Because if you forget, if someone asks you immediately, then you're like, oh, I just forgot. And they're going to review. Then definitely too, you know, just get that part of your processes and, you know, your outgoing clients. Like once you've completed a project with them, you know, you should have your offboarding or your, you know, some sort of offboarding support procedure that you go through. And just make sure that you add a couple of those steps, like get a Google review, send a Google review link. You know, of course, if you're worried they're not going to give you a great review, maybe not send them the link. But like, again, that's up to you and your marketing companies and your decision. But most major marketing companies that have or worth their grains the way they salt is they will be like, okay, do you have a place for customers to leave you reviews? Where do you like your reviews to be left? I highly recommend that all of your reviews typically go through Google. And then if that's a great repository too, for you to keep those reviews, copy and paste them and then use them on your website. So not only are they actually in the public's eye, but then you can reuse them on your own for your own copy to be like, yeah, no, like I have awesome reviews. Here you go. And there are in fact some attachments for websites and web builders like Wix, Weebly, WordPress, and all the major ones where you can actually get your Google reviews and put them like in a little banner that'll move along the bottom of your website and such as well. So like, you know, those sometimes aren't free, but it's not a native thing Google provides for you. But again, it's a great reason for you to have people leave reviews on your Google My Business because it's there for a reason. And it does have huge ramifications on how you're seen and your visibility.
Gotcha. I think I've always directed them to our Facebook because that was so visible. I've never even thought to direct them to my Google.
Yeah. You know, Facebook has been a big prevalent driving force for us for so many years as a social media platform. But now we're kind of seeing that, you know, while yes, a lot of people are on it, you know, what's the scope of discoverability really? You know, do people really just go into Facebook search when they're looking for a business? Not really. People go to Google search when they're looking for a business locally. So yeah, this is a really great magnifying lens to just be like, oh, look over here. And to get some great perspective and to definitely like advertise how amazing you guys are with your businesses too. So yeah, if you haven't yet this year too, start an email campaign and be like, hey, you know, we're dusting up our business profile on Google. Would you like to leave us an awesome review for the last project we did with you? Just, you know, send that out in an email. Like just your clients love you. I'm sure they wouldn't mind gushing about you some more. So definitely recommend that. Side note, I do also work with Neolux Marketing as a marketing agent, as a digital marketing production specialist. So that's why I have a very good insight into marketing as well. So
another business shout out. Neolux does all of my marketing.
We do. Not me personally, but yes, we do.
And they taught us how to do so good on social media.
Kathleen, got a question?
Oh, I was just going to add to that. So what we do when I started working for SurfPro is created these little cards, review cards, and then created a QR code. And so that the customer could just go directly to either our website or Google page and just scan the code and goes right to the page. And then they just fill it out. I've had pretty good success. I do have older clients. And so sometimes it'll just get a card, mail, or they'll email us a letter. But it's been good with the QR code.
That's awesome advice. I love QR codes. I think I love that they're being used so much more now. Whereas like they came out 10 years ago and you're like, I'm not taking a photo of that. I love that they're so useful. That's a great idea. Yeah. Like convert your feedback code into a QR code. And like, you know, if you have a physical storefront, put that right next to the cash register, or have a little, you know, have a little A board there. But yeah, that's awesome.
Drake, we do have a question chat. We have multiple businesses and are home-based. What are pluses and minus of using post office address for multiples or versus physical address?
Well, one of the cool things, like I said, when it comes to having multiple locations or having multiple businesses that you do manage, you will get a different little view screen when you log in to Google My Business. So that's not really you have that as an option, and it's great. Using post office addresses for multiples. Post physical office. So you mean trying to completely.
Are you able to unmute Cindy and clarify for him?
Okay. So I don't want to, we have an e-commerce store, but we're not going to put our home address in the store address, but you can use the post office, the local post office address with it's like a zip plus four, literally, as the physical address. Is there a downside to being able to use that for multiple businesses? It's because they're once a product-based business and the other is more of a technical kind of a business.
I do know that they're a stickler when it comes to some businesses having residential addresses associated with them, and they in fact just won't. I don't know why. I don't know what the algorithm's deal is when it comes to that. But I do know that sometimes if you do try to get like Matthew had that problem was sometimes they just won't approve because they see that it's in a residential address for whatever reason. So that can be a very big con. But if you're already using it and if it's been approved, they kind of just grandfather you in to the point where it's going to work anyway. And so I don't posting is still vitally important because you can always hide your address. If you're an online only business and you don't actually have customers coming to your establishment, they do have an option for you to say, I am an online only business, and that you can just hide your actual physical address. And so people will not be directed to you. They can't get Google Maps directions to you, but they can still search for you in the sense of Google Maps for your keywords and your attributes because you are a business and you do kind of exist there still. So they're working out because of the huge influx of people like yourself that do work from home and do small Etsy shops and do all sorts of retail services through online providers. They are kind of slowly gearing towards those. So I don't have a personal solid, actual solution that I can pull up in their solution books, but it's a weird slope in the sense that I know that you definitely said you want to turn off your address because you don't want people to come to your home, which is a great thing that they offer you to do. But the posting in this sense, it just builds the experience and the foundation of your business being a business more. So it's still important to post for those because you can still have your offers. You still have your new products and your new services. You can still advertise those. And I still highly recommend you use the postings for both the businesses, even technical or, physical deliveries. The posts are still just very important for the sense that, if your business is found via Google and you have a Google business profile for each of your businesses, it just gets them better tracked. But, just be careful about what you do post in the sense of, information for physical addresses or anything like that. But sorry if that was vaguely specific and unspecific.
No, super helpful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Like I said, they can be a little different and a little weird when it comes to the physical addresses and some of the verification processes. So if you are having a really tough issue with a verification process, feel free to reach out to me as well. And I will try to do what I can lightly to be like, hey, because, I don't know too many actual Google contacts or ones that I can exploit. But, I do have my own little sway, I guess I could say. I don't know. I have enough paid features that my accounts usually get access before other people's too. shouldn't say that, but yeah, that's one of the things they offer with some services as well. But no, yeah, I definitely just highly recommend posting for every business though, just because the post they've said very important in your visibility and to your own, how high you are in the local rankings.
So our one business, we actually were showing up on Google Maps, and I did contact them to make it invisible because I didn't want to have it seen on the map.
Yeah,
because it was in a residential area. So
yeah,
that's interesting. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You that's definitely an option and an editing thing. That goes for anyone else with a home-based business too. If you are using that address, make sure that, you know, you have that hidden, or if it's not hidden and they are actively showing it, that you contact them and be like, hey, this is a home-based, this is an online only business. Please do not list my physical address.
Yes, because even non-nefarious, like, you'll have crazy salespeople like me knocking on your door. I'm like, hi, Cindy, what's going on?
That's all right, Crystal. We know how to get a hold of you. It's good. So
any other questions for Drake? All right.
No. So yeah, just take a look at that that PDF and keep that handy. So that goes over a lot about all the posts and some things for the do's and don'ts about the posting and just other, like, you know, all the information. And then I know after a certain point, it's like, why does he just link to the Google support pages? And I do that because anything that I type right now is probably going to be reviewed in at least 6 months and it's going to be changed. So it's easier for me to have a link there and you guys can click on the link and that website will be updated with all the information that you need. So,
if they want to get a hold of you and get a little more extra help on Google My Business, can you throw in the chat how they would find you on social media or Google?
Yeah, definitely. You can search for me with Drake Gossett Consulting. Also, I have a little contact form and a newsletter form in the back of that handout as well. So you can sign up for any of my newsletters. I do have a Google My Business newsletter in the sense that I pretty much just send emails saying, hey, there's been an update. This thing's going to change. And it's just me like sharing the blog with you and doing that. And I do that with all Google apps. And by all, I mean literally like all 274 of them. So, but yeah, definitely Drake Austin Consulting and then info@drakeaustinconsulting.com.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Drake. That was more information than I ever thought Google was ever going to have when they first launched. And I know it's only the tip of the iceberg of Google. So thank you so much for sharing your expertise and the PDFs. I will definitely sign up for that newsletter. Need all the help I can get over here. And for everyone else, make sure that you join us next week. So next Tuesday, we will have Tori Felke. She's going to be talking about how to make your passion your business and what that's going to look like in the next 5 years and some of the free things in the world that you can utilize to help you build that business. So you definitely want to join. You can sign up to register on kidsappbusinessforum.com or on our Facebook page. That's at 3 p.m. on Zoom right here next Tuesday. And then for our December forum, I am very excited for our December forum. Some of you might have remembered back so many years ago, Kathleen and Angela could probably help me with that. We started Business as a Force for Good with Kitsap Business Forum, and we're bringing that back. So on our next business forum on December 14th, starting at 8 a.m. right here on Zoom, we're going to have Stacy and Josh are going to come in. Stacy is with Kitsap Community Resources, and Josh is with New Life, but he's also been a foster parent and inside the foster care system. So they are going to be on our panel to talk about how homelessness is affecting business in Kitsap County and how business can affect homelessness in Kitsap County. And sneak preview, we're going to have a challenge that goes through all of next year with actions that we can all take to help affect homelessness in Kitsap County. So I'm really, really excited about it. And some of the statistics that were shared in our planning meeting had me like drowning in the epidemic. So come join me in my fears and we'll affect this change together. But until then, have a productive day. Thanks everyone for listening to the Heartbeat of Kitsap with Silverdale Chamber of Commerce. If you like our show, you want to know more, check us out at silverdalechamber.com or kitsapbusinessforum.com. And please leave us a review on Apple Radio. Until next time, have a productive day.